Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, January 16th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's our privilege to share a message that we hope will encourage you today. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and our goal is encouragement. Today's message is titled, The Blessing of Trusting. Scripture text is a wonderful proverb from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths.
Do you naturally trust in the Lord for all your needs, or do you have to go through a time of testing to get to a place of complete trust? I too often identify with Jacob, the great Old Testament patriarch, who had to go through a time of testing to get to a place where he fully trusted the Lord to direct his paths.
He wrongly stole his twin brother's birthright and fled to Haran to save his life. Esau, in a rage, had threatened to kill him for his wrongdoing. 20 years later, God told Jacob, "Go back to the land of your fathers, and I will be with you." This is mentioned in Genesis 31, verse 3. In obedience, Jacob began the arduous journey to his homeland with a stockpile of livestock, men servants, maid servants, worldly goods, 2 wives, 12 sons, and 1 daughter.
Obeying God is one thing. Trusting Him is another matter. The Bible describes Jacob as being filled with great fear and distress in response to hearing that his brother was coming to meet him along with 400 of his men. He began to strategize and rearrange his entourage of animals, servants, and family members in fear that an attack was being planned. Jacob leaned upon his own understanding instead of God's. God knew all along that Esau's heart had softened and he would welcome his brother's arrival. But Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him, the scripture declares. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. That wonderful reunion is recorded in Genesis 33, verse 4.
God was working behind the scenes and beyond Jacob's vision. That's why he spoke to Jacob about moving back to his homeland. Satan plotted in Jacob's mind, but God planned in reality for a great family reunion to take place. He's always been in the business of reconciliation, most especially revealed in the death of Christ, who reconciled us to God.
After Jacob and Esau had reconciled, after Jacob wrestled with God, after he doubted God's protection, after he maneuvered his original plan, Jacob and all his entourage finally arrived within sight of his homeland of Canaan. There, Jacob built an altar and called it El Elohi, Israel, meaning mighty is the God of Israel. Finally, he trusted God to bring to pass that which He had laid upon his heart.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. This wonderful proverb has 3 commands followed by the wonderful promise, He shall direct your paths. Our responsibility is to obey the commands. We can be absolutely assured that God will keep His promise.
We are called to, first of all, trust in the Lord with all my heart. I should word that consistently as far as pronouns. Secondly, I'm called to lean not on my own understanding. Thirdly, to acknowledge Him, to acknowledge God in all my ways. Well, for me, it's not at all hard to understand the meaning of these 3 clauses, but consistently applying them is another matter. Let's choose not to walk in fear and distress like Jacob initially did, but in faith and dependency, let us trust in the Almighty God. I consider the great chorus of a hymn I love so much, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him.
How I've proved Him o'er and o'er.
Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus.
And oh, for grace to trust Him more. Let's all pray together. Jesus, when I lean on my own understanding, I fall prey to the natural man and limit the work of the supernatural. But when I trust you with all my heart, I leave no room for second guessing. Today, I want to acknowledge your presence in every area of my life, family, work, relationships, my alone times. You will bring to pass the divine plans you have for me as you direct me in all my ways. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. We are having amongst the coldest day, I believe it is the coldest day of the year thus far, and probably will be, real cold weather coming from the west. We're thankful for our warm home, although we have some frozen pipes, Brooksine, in one of our bathrooms, and got a heater on it trying to thaw it out. Thankfully, we have two baths. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we've prepared for Friday, January 16th, 2009. We do have several suggested songs that we have placed on the website today. If you're interested in taking a look at them, that they may be a blessing as far as further supporting this message. There's a song by Don Moen called Trust in the Lord. But I want to call your attention especially to one that my wife sings. Excuse my my voice right there. And it is a way that we learn Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and I managed to persuade to her to sing it for you today in an audio version. Not now. You'll have to go to the site and click it. And what do you mean it's word perfect?
It's word perfect. Yeah, it's exactly
it's from the version. We use the New King James Version today. And she sings it by that version. We don't know who wrote this. He thinks it was sort of a localized version probably 20 or 25 years ago. But it was one of the means that the Lord used to help us to memorize a great scripture text. And I'm sure many in the churches we served as well. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. It's a joy to share God's word with you today or whenever you happen to be listening to it. And of course, whenever you are, it's today for you. Blessings.